What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. We need to have a little conversation here on this Saturday morning. It's most Jet fans spent last night watching Indiana versus Oregon, and it did not go the way that anyone was hoping it would go. Dante Moore versus Fernando Mendoza. My hope was that it would be a high-scoring game where both look really good and maybe, you know, maybe an Oregon win and maybe an Oregon national championship so we get Dante Moore into the number one pick conversation. And this game was really nothing of the sort. Now, I've said it before. You can't just use one game as an evaluation and don't toss out the entire eval over one game, yada, 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 the whole thing. But my goodness, in the biggest stage or on the biggest stage so far, one quarterback was really good, one quarterback was really bad, and it wasn't Dante Moore who was the good one. Last night, I mean, Fernando Mendoza had more touchdown passes than incomplete passes in this game. He only had to throw the ball 20 times, but he went 17 of 20 for 177 yards and five touchdowns, no interceptions. He was excellent, excellent, excellent. Dante Moore, on the other hand, well, it wasn't very pretty. First play of the game was a pick six. It reminded me, and I know I'm not the only one who said this, but it reminded me of 2018, the New York Jets' first game of the season, where Sam Darnold's first pass was a pick six. Now, he responded, and the Jets ended up winning that game in a blowout. And to Dante Moore's credit, on that next initial drive, he did respond with a beautiful 14-play, 75-yard touchdown drive that was capped off with a 19-yard touchdown pass. And I was thinking, okay, maybe we're going to end up in that department. And it'd be one of those kind of performances where it was rough out of the gate, but then you bounce back, touchdown drive, you get yourself back in the game, and it's a back-and-forth kind of football game. Was not the case. Unfortunately, that's pretty much where the good times ended. So Indiana gets their first possession, you know, after it's 7-7. Oregon ties it. They go right down the field and score on a nice-looking touchdown drive of their own. And you had a beautiful touchdown pass from Fernando Mendoza on an out route to cap it off. Oregon gets the ball back. One of the next possessions, Dante Moore goes to throw a screen pass. When he's loading up to throw, he hits his running back when he's going back to cock it to throw. And fumbles. Indiana recovers on the 1 yard line. They punch it in. And that was pretty much the game at that point. But now you have an interception and a fumble in the first half. The fumble setting them up, you know, right to score, essentially gifting them 14 points. And unfortunately, there'd be another one. Before the first half would come to a close, you'd get a strip sack for a third first half turnover. Dante Moore had the pick six, the two fumbles. And Indiana entered halftime up 35-7. The game was over. We're brought to you by Sleeper. Think you know football? Then try to turn your football knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app, the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day to payday. Just download the Sleeper app, pick more or less on your favorite players with more stats than any other daily fantasy app. Just choose two or more of your favorite players from pregame or live. Pick more or less on their predicted stats, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money if your picks come through and win. Use my promo code O'Leary. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. New offer, free $20, no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. Unfortunately, in a game where you wanted or were hoping for both to ball out, only one did, and the other, well, it wasn't good. And for Dante Moore, there was already questions about whether or not he would come out. And again, what I was personally rooting for was for Dante Moore to play really well in this game and maybe win a national championship. He enters the draft. Maybe the Raiders hire someone like a Brian Daboll, who, you know, Dante Moore fits his system a little bit better than what Fernando Mendoza does. And they would talk themselves into the ceiling. And hey, you know, he beat Fernando Mendoza on his way to a national championship. You know, maybe it would be wise for them to take Dante Moore. I think that dream is on its last leg and probably dead, if we're being honest with us. But if Dante Moore goes back to school, it won't be because he's avoiding the Jets. It would be because he needs the reps and needs more starts under his belt. And, you know, unfortunately, assuming Dante Moore does go back to school after the performance that he had, it wouldn't really surprise me, but there's not going to be an option for them at number two for them to take a quarterback. And I mean, that's pretty freaking rare that you pick number two overall and aren't going to have an option for a quarterback with the number two pick. But what do you do? Like, what's the plan now for the Jets? And I don't have a good answer. I don't think there is a good answer here. There's things you could do that maybe eventually turn into good answers, but it's not obvious and cut and dry. Is this Ty Simpson or Trinidad Chambliss either at the end of the first round or in the second round that you're taking a swing on? Is it a trade for Tanner McKee and hoping that, you know, he's finally ready to start and, you know, the two career starts that he has under his belt is indicative of how he's going to be as a starter here with the Jets? Are you signing a Malik Willis or Kyler Murray if he gets cut, or Marcus Mariota? Like, what's the play? What do you do now? And I guess the wait to draft a quarterback until 2027 crowd might be happy. And, you know, I get it for them. You know, anyone who thinks the 27 class might be better, that's all well and good. I just have a hard time looking at it from Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji's perspective, because they are entering 2026 with the need to win games. They can't afford to have another 3-win season or a 4-13 season and be like, all right, you know, if we go 4-13 next year, that's only 7 wins in 2 years. But, you know, we have 3 first-round picks in 2027. Well, they might not get that opportunity to use those 3 first-round picks if they have. They likely won't get an opportunity to use those 3 first-round picks if they have a 4-win season. So what's the move? That's my question. What now is the move? I don't have a great answer. I don't know what the move is. Let me know what you think down below in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe here if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.